You were going to send me a photo of yourself in later days after your career, so it would be interesting to see whether you started to look like your mum, as some girls do.
No.
If you do have a later picture of yourself, the last one you gave me, it was, I think, about mid-80s.
With flowers covering my face.
And balloon, yeah. And you said it was a teaser. And I've been teased for about 8 years now.
Oh, Lord.
It would be nice to show you as you are, because I think some people still doubt that you're alive and kicking. So it would be nice
Steve
to...
You've got a video of me.
Ah.
He's the one you should talk to.
Right. That would be good, because I'm still looking for the Phantom Gunslinger. That's the one boot.
Oh, God, I've asked Stephen. He doesn't live far from me, the Albert Zugsmith, the producer. Of course, I don't know if he'd be alive now, but I asked him to go by, you know, his house and to see, you know, whatever happened to him. Try to, you know, trace him down. Never happens, you know.
That's the only movie that I don't have of you.
It was on TV, and...
He grabbed a clip with his video recorder.
Yeah, and I shouted at him, I said, quick, you know. And he brought in his camera, and, you know, he took some from the TV.
It looked like a very strange movie.
Well, it was a takeoff on all the famous westerns, like The Magnificent Seven and... High Noon, and, you know, and all the Western, it's supposed to be about all the Westerns, you know, a little bit from each. But I don't know how Hitler came to be in it.
And the devil, but, I think, was in there too.
No, he wasn't.
Well, you ended up in hell, didn't you? Or someone ended up in hell.
Oh, well, that was when, that was the end of the movie, when it blew us up, didn't they?
I think so, but not having seen it, it's a bit hard to say.
Yes. We were blown up, and that was the end of the movie. We all went off to heaven, so the devil wasn't in it.
Right. It's very strange that a film like Stock Car, which hasn't been on for years, I managed to get a copy of that, but a film like Phantom Gunslinger, which is relatively recent and shown fairly widely on TV... I still don't get... haven't got that one.
That was 50 years ago.
Well, compared to Stock Car, it's relatively recent. So at the end of 1950s and heading to the 1960s, that's when you went to Cuba, as you talked about earlier, and you had your green chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And you did Florida. You were touring at the Singapore Hotel in Florida. And... You did April of Paris in New York.
And I appeared at the Eden Rock.
Eden Rock?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you do there?
I did a nightclub act.
I don't know if you remember this. I can't
remember. I mean, that's the Fontainebleau and the Eden Rock. They're the two biggest hotels, or they were at that time, in Miami Beach.
Mm-hmm. So you were doing big gigs?
Mm-hmm.
You were doing big gigs?
Mm-hmm. And I turned down... I was friendly with the owner, Maurice Landsberg, of the Eden Rock, and he wanted me to appear... He owned the Flamingo in Las Vegas,
mm-hmm.
and he wanted me to appear there, and I turned it down.
Any reason?
I didn't think I was good enough.
Do you follow modern music much?
Hmm?
Do you follow modern music much?
Yes.
I don't...
I follow all kinds of music.
What's your favourite types? Who are your favourite performers?
My favourite? Of course, Elvis.
And Frank?
And Sinatra. I'm a little bit out of date, aren't I? But I like Rod Stewart. And, I don't know, Neil Diamond, I don't know, I'm just thinking of all the LPs I have.
Mm.
I like all kinds of music. My favorite female singer is Sarah Brightman.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like her?
I haven't heard much of her. She's got a good voice, though, I've heard.
She's got the best in the world.
Did she marry...
She was married to...
Lloyd Webber?
Yes. But... And they got divorced. But it's funny because when she was about, in her late teens, she was a dancer. And she said that she was going to take up opera singing.
Mm-hmm.
And all her friends laughed at her. You know, so like, who's got the last laugh? Because, the last time I saw her, she was appearing at the Tokyo Olympics. It was quite some time ago. Oh, no, and then I have the LP of her when she was at the Venice Cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
In Austria.
Right.
Yeah.
You're a Singapore hotel in February 60. A lot of magazine appearances still. You did April in Paris in New York in April 60. In that June, that's when you were photographed at the Forum, the themed New York restaurant. You were offered the job as a mermaid at Bondi.
I lived next door to the Forum.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I lived
right
across the street from the El Morocco and next door to the Forum.
Right.
On East 45th Street.
In June 1960, you attended the premiere of The Story of Ruth. You were photographed at Idlewild Airport in September 1960. And it said you'd been in the US 5 months at that stage. And 25th of November 1960, you appeared as the queen of the Artists and Models Ball with Dick Van Dyke.
Mm-hmm.
That was a stunning dress. And then 1961, nothing much seems to happen.
61.
You made Satan in High Heels.
I went back to England and I then went to South Africa.
So that's when it happened. I've just got this big gap in 1961.
Oh, I went and did some cabaret work in Australia. Oh.
62.
Also, I did a cabaret show. I don't know when that would be. It was probably after. It was at Rico Dodge's Don Juan nightclub, which was the best nightclub in London.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, my choreographer died just recently. And, I can't think when it was, though. Was it? It would be after the Prince of Wales, I think.
Would be nice if you had some record of it somewhere so we can get these things in order.
Well, I'm telling you now. Hoping you'll make a record.
I'll try and sort it out later. All these little tips eventually come together. 1962, yes. You returned to Australia to promote The Twist.
Oh, God, was that Lee Gordon?
Yeah.
Lee Gordon.
And you weren't happy with him?
No. It was the other one, Saffron, was it?
I'm not sure.
Something, I don't know.
In 1962, January...
They never paid me, that was the thing.
You said, "I hate The Twist. There at last I've said it. I agreed to go on with shows only in order to keep faith with the public, but I hated every minute of it."
Uh-huh.
And then you said you planned to sue him.
Huh?
Then you said you planned to sue Lee Gordon.
Mm.
He
deserved to be sued because he never paid me.
Right. It says you're in a state of dispute with Lee Gordon. Here I am without a manager or anything to protect me. All I have is a written contract. It says in part, in consideration of the sum of 1,000 Australian pounds plus £30 a day penthouse at the Chevron Hilton Hotel, plus an air ticket from LA to Sydney and LA to London, I agree to arrive in Sydney, Australia before January 1st, 1962, to promote through publicity the theatrical ventures of Lee Gordon. And you said, I've had nightclub offers to stay here. They've even offered to bring it out, offered to bring out the man I aim to marry, who we think is Sonny King.
I wouldn't look to marry him.
It's a strange area this time, because it gets really weird in the newspapers. February 4th, 62, in the Sunday Telegraph in Sydney, I will marry Sonny, says Sabrina. I won't marry her, says Sonny. Of course he will, says the manager.
Who was my manager?
It doesn't say.
I don't think I have one.
But apparently you claimed that you would marry American comedian singer Sonny King in Las Vegas within a week.
Oh, God.
King sends a...
Why, no, it's the wrong way around, because I went to Australia to get away from him.
This is what the newspaper says.
He was a boyfriend, but I remember he was appearing... He had a lot of talent. And he worked with Jimmy Durante, and he was his junior partner. And I have to put that in because people think, "Oh God, dating somebody the age of Jimmy Durante." But no, it wasn't. He was, you know, his younger partner.
Right.
And I had gone up to Las Vegas. You know, he and I was in the audience one night. Catching his act, and Elvis Presley came in, and I became friendly with Elvis. And after meeting Elvis, I couldn't wait to get away from Sonny King. But Sonny King had been, kept saying he was going to get a divorce. And I thought, oh, that's never going to happen. You know, I'm quite safe here. And then when I was in Las Vegas, suddenly in he announced that he was getting a divorce, like, in a couple of days. And I thought, oh, my God. You know, you can just go into one of those wedding chapels and, you know. And next thing, I mean, as I said, all it takes is a couple of glasses of champagne. And so I thought, I better get the heck out of here. And then after meeting Elvis, who I rather fancied, who didn't, and he was really a sweetie, and we became very friendly, but, you know, we couldn't date or anything because he was friendly with Sonny, and, you know, I was supposed to be his girlfriend, and, so what happened was, I got on the next plane back to L.A., and there was a message from Lee Gordon that particular day that I arrived back in L.A., and he said, well, you know, did I want to go out for dinner with him that night? So I said, okay, and... over dinner, he said he was opening this twist place, and would I go, and kind of open it for him? And I thought, anything to get far enough away. I mean, well, far can you go than Australia, you know?